بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كراهة أن يسأل الإنسان بوجه الله خير الجنة، وكراهة منع من سأل بالله تعالى وتشفع به. There is the next chapter, and in which is that it is undesirable, it is makruh that a person should ask for anything in the name of Allah Ta'ala besides Jannah, besides the namats of Akhirah. This is one thing, one aspect, that a person shouldn't ask somebody for anything in the name of Allah, but we should only ask for Jannah, the namats of Deen, the namats of Akhirah. And also the undesirability of refusing one who asks in the name of Allah, Jalla Jalalu. First of all, a person shouldn't ask in the name of Allah for anything of dunya. Like many beggars, they have the habit, especially in India, Pakistan, Allah ke naam pe de do. Give in the name of Allah. For Allah's sake we are asking you and we are begging. That is undesirable. That you use the name of Allah Ta'ala, which is so great, just for a small thing of this dunya. This whole dunya hasn't got value in the eyes of Allah, and we are asking for part, one small little fraction of the dunya in the name of Allah. So on the one side, we shouldn't ask in the name of Allah except for the ni'mats of deen, for jannat, etc. And on the other side, though we shouldn't ask, but if somebody asks us in the name of Allah, then keep the name of Allah in mind. That Allah's name is so great that this person is asking me, and though he shouldn't be doing it. But if he is doing it, then try and comply, do not refuse that person. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا يسأل بوجه الله إلا الجنة. Do not ask that nothing but paradise, Jannah should be asked in the name of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala, though Jannah is also less than Allah Ta'ala, but that is a ni'mat that we have been even commanded to ask, and to ask for Jannatul Firdaus. But that is permissible. All the ni'mats of deen, they are valuable, so that we can ask. Everything is insignificant when compared to the greatness and loftiness of Allah Ta'ala. When a person seeks to acquire something trivial, something small of this dunya, by utilizing the means of something honorable, that is the name of Allah Ta'ala, which is the greatest. This doesn't make logic also, that you use such a great name for such a small thing, like the dunya. Then it trivializes that which is honorable. So in other words, we are lessening the value of the name and of Allah Ta'ala when we are asking in the name of Allah for something of this dunya. For this reason, one should not take the name of Allah Ta'ala when requesting for the small little possessions of this world. One may only take the name of Allah when requesting Allah for Jannah or the rewards of the year after. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said. Now this is the other aspect. The first aspect is we should not use the name of Allah for the small things of this dunya. The other aspect, if somebody does so, then what is how we should be? We should accept and think the name of Allah is so great, and is asking me in the name of Allah. Yeah, we are taught not to lecture that person at that time, but he's asking in Allah's name, so help him out, give him if he's asking. Man ista'ad billah fa'idhuhu. A person give refuge to the one who seeks refuge in the name of Allah. If somebody comes to you and he says, please, and of course today very much, especially in our country, we have to see security also. But like if somebody comes and he says, I haven't got a night to sleep anywhere, please give me some place to sleep. With taking everything in mind, and he asks in the name of Allah, I'm asking you, give me a place to sleep in. Or something else, he says, I want some help, give me a plate of food in the name of Allah. Then in that case, we shouldn't refuse. But of course, there are many other factors also. people who want to rob a person also come in the disguise of this year. And today they also use the name of Allah. So we should take all our precautions, but at the same time, we should also honor the name of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ سَعَالَ بِاللَّهِ فَعَعْطُوهُ. And the one who asks in the name of Allah Ta'ala, give that person. Today, many collectors also come and they beg in the name of Allah Ta'ala. They are saying, they are asking for the madrasa, for the Darul Uloom, etc. And we should consider that he's asking in the name of, he shouldn't be doing that. But if he does it, we should also consider. Also, we should know that a lot of fraud also is taking place. We must consider everything and try and take the middle path. Let us not be rude and speak harshly to the person. If we don't want to give, don't accuse the person. Don't be harsh to the person in a nice way. If our heart doesn't want to give, we don't give, but in a nice way. We don't be rude and harsh to the person. وَمَنْ دَعَاكُمْ فَأَجِيبُهُ. And a person who calls you, that is, whether he's asking you for help or he invites you for a meal, then accept that from that person. وَمَنْ صَنَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا فَكَافِئُوهُ. And a person who does good to you, then do a good deed to him in return. A person helped you, when it's your chance to help him, help that person also. A person gave you a gift, then you give him a gift in return also. Whatever a person has done good to you, and in which will come even salam, somebody made salam to you, don't ignore the person. Reply his salam also. Anyone, in whichever way he has done good to you, try and do good to him in return as well. فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَا تُكَافِعُونَهُ بِهِ فَادْعُوا لَهُ. And if you don't have anything to give that person back again, you are not in a position to give him a gift also, you're a poor person, etc., then make dua for that person. And how much dua must you make? فَادْعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى تَرَوْا أَنَّكُمْ قَدْ كَفَاتُمُوهُ. Then give him so, make so much dua that it comes in your heart that now I've given him enough. And in one riwayat it comes, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Adi says, that to even just say, Jazakumullah khaira, that will be also sufficient. Because you have asked Allah to reward him. How much we can reward and give in return can never be how much Allah Ta'ala will give. Allah's treasures are also unlimited, and Allah Ta'ala's generosity is also unlimited. So when we have asked Allah Ta'ala to give, then that will be much more better. And here also, when saying Jazakumullah, we unfortunately are in the habit of just saying Jazakallah, or the plural of it is Jazakumullah. But in all hadith it comes with the word khayra also. We should try and come into the habit of not just saying Jazakallah, Jazakallah khayra, or Jazakumullah khayra. This was, one Arab taught us this in the Haram of Medina, and I asked one of our students to check up, and he says every hadith comes with the word khayra also. So we should try and be in that habit and try and change the old habit of ours. We all have just got the habit of saying Jazakallah, or at the most Jazakumullah. But we should add the word khaira, good. May Allah reward you in a good way. Jazakumullah khaira. We should try and learn this and do that as well. One who requests for help and assistance by taking the name of Allah Ta'ala should be granted help. That is, we should think of all, consider all other things. Our position also, the security position also. Because, for example, one common way of robbing people recently which was happening, a lady in Parda comes to the door and she says that I just have to phone my husband, I left my key in the car or something like that. The minute you open the door, the crooks get in as well. So we have to consider all those things also, not become so simple-minded. But we, on the other hand again, the main thing here is to honor the name of Allah. But we must take our precautions as well in all matters. We should be granted help and assistance as a sign of honor for the being of Allah. He took Allah Ta'ala's name. In the first place, his name should not be taken for small things. But if somebody takes his name, I ask you in the name of Allah, please do this for me, please help me. We should try and honor the name of Allah. However, beggars should not utilize Allah Ta'ala's name to acquire worldly benefits, as mentioned in the previous hadith. This also unfortunately very common, that beggars, their words are very common. Allah ke naam pe de do, Allah tumhe dega. This should not be done. Allah's name is not so cheap. One who does a favor should be repaid in a similar manner. And if this is not possible, then one should make dua for that person. And make so much dua that you feel you have done such as, you have done enough for the person. And as mentioned, even jazakumullah khaira is also sufficient to save for that person. Subhanallah.